Blog Talk Radio.
He left the splendor of RCA, of Victor, went back to Sun Records. Okay. You see this? It's called The Cream. Don't mean nothing, I just thought I'd say it. Okay.
Well, you better run. Somebody call you. Our Father, which art in heaven, thy name, thy kingdom come. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
They ain't doing it, did you?
Another show, including a lot of the seldom heard Elvis songs, and we have some other stuff tossed in there too. I had some requests. It's never meant to be all Elvis seldom heard songs. Sunday, we're going to make that all seldom heard Elvis gospels. So, you know, tomorrow is going to be an all Elvis. Today, we got some other stuff kind of mixed in there, a little bit, not too much. We didn't want to overpower it. We want Elvis to overpower it. We want Elvis music. And that, as if you couldn't tell, was a rendition of the Lord's Prayer, sort of.
Yeah, so tough.
You know, it was just mucking about. It was, that's all it really was, but somebody recorded it, and it's what I call one of those rehearsal songs. I got a kick out of it. I just got a kick out of it and thought, you know what? This is seldom heard, but we're going to play it.
It was great.
It fit in. Yeah, it fit in. I loved it. Oh, yeah. And you know that was just done for fun. You know, that wasn't actually a serious recording, even though he sounded pretty good for just mucking around. But it was for fun. But it was so much fun, I couldn't resist. So, you know. that was one of my contributions. I couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist it. And it's always nice to sneak some of that not-so-serious stuff in there. Because that laugh, I tell you, if you're feeling down or you're feeling a little blue, you just play something that has his laugh in it. That'll take care of it.
It does.
That'll take care of it. No problem.
Brings a smile to your face.
Yeah. I love to hear his laugh. That's awesome. That's totally awesome. All right. Now we'll get on with it. As I said, this is Simply Seldom Heard Elvis Plus. And the plus is some songs that aren't Elvis songs. And we're good with that. That's okay. That's okay. Because in each show, we're going to have some of those seldom heard Elvis songs. And we're thinking one Saturday a month, maybe more, we'll have an all Elvis seldom heard show. And on Thursday, maybe once a month, we'll have an all Elvis seldom heard show. We want to get these out. You know, these songs are just as good as the songs that we hear all the time. They're all good. So, you know, John and I have kind of taken on this project of getting the seldom heard songs heard. What better way can you put it, right? We want them heard because they're just as good. And
thank you, Bugs.
It's exciting. It is so exciting to be playing the songs that people have not heard very much or maybe haven't ever heard. And yeah, I'm jacked. I am really jacked. I got to tell you that. I love this. And it is going to be awesome. I hope everybody enjoys it as much as I do. And let's face it, as much as John does, because John is feeding me the music, yeah. You know. I put in a couple of these when I say, oh, this one, because I see it on the sidebar when I'm doing another one. And so I've put a couple, three in there, but mostly it's Elvis songs that John has given to me to play. So without further ado, I think that's what they say.
Yes.
Without mucking about until a little bit later, we're going to play Elvis Doing 100 Years From Now.
Great.
Well, 100 years from now, I won't be crying. 100 years from now, I won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met. I won't care 100 years. I'll never forget, sweetheart, the night you told me we could live without my love somehow. That's all in the past. I knew it wouldn't last, but I won't care 100 years from now. Girl, 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now won't be crying. 100 years from now won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met. So I won't care 100 years.
He's right. We won't care 100 years from now because we're not going to be here. We're going to be in a better place.
We'll never care in the world.
But that's okay. That's okay. Because right now, we can do what we can do, and we're going to make it good. And Susan, can you hear me?
I can, my love.
Yay!
I'm here.
Hello.
I was hoping, yes, that you never know. That's just like whenever I come on, I just sit here and I wait for Ann to show up so that I can tell if my mic's working or not. And then yes, and then we get all excited, and then we know it. We hope it's going to stay good. We want it to stay good. And then I wait for you to show up and going, can't you hear? Can't you hear?
Yes, can.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, that's kind of what makes it fun is wondering. You just wonder, is it all going to work today? Do we know? We do care. So we already know we care. But do we know if it's going to work? And when it does, you can get all excited and send up a cheer of hooray, and then you carry on, right?
Yep.
I guess.
And then we have fun.
Yes. We always have to have fun. We always have to have fun. That is a prerequisite. Yeah, that's a prerequisite. And, you know, right up front, off the bat, and I don't think Brandon is in the chat. Maybe he's listening, maybe he isn't, but he can hear it later. I'm going to play one of his requests up for today. Okay. And Eric Clapton. And Eric Clapton is a Class A guitar player. I mean, he could teach guitar to God. You know, he's that good. And did I just, was that blasphemous? No, God understands me. It's okay. He's my father. He knows what I am. And it's okay. So anyway, Brandon sent me a song that I did not know Eric Clapton covered. It's amazing. It's amazing. This was, when I originally heard it, was Bo Diddley. So here is a version by Eric Clapton of Hoochie Coochie Man.
Yeah. A gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child's coming, gonna be a son of a gun, gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this is all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. Got the black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand, and then the world will know the Hoochie Coochie Man. But you know I'm here. Seventh album on the seventh day, on the seventh month, the seven doctors say he was born for good luck,
that you see. I got $700. Don't you mess with me, 'cause you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here.
Now that I liked. That was cool. That's the kind of beat that just kind of grabs you and takes you away, or takes you, well, don't talk about where it takes you anyway. It does.
Definitely keeps you moving.
It does. Oh, that's what I liked about it. You know, and I don't know if, Bo Diddley fans are going to hate me, but I liked that better than when Bo Diddley did it. I really do.
I don't think I've heard him do that one, but that sounded good.
Well, you're probably okay. Well, Bo Diddley's went on for another 5 minutes, and it's just a little bit too much. You know, it's just a little bit too much. But, hey, it was okay. It was good, and it gave Eric Clapton something to take off from.
Yes.
But I like Clapton's version. That's got the beat. It's got the essence of the song without being so long you're getting bored. You know, that was a problem. That was the problem with Bo Diddley's version, for me anyway. People are going to disagree with me, but that's what I thought. Anyway, all right, now we're back to Elvis. You guys remember the movie Roustabout?
Yes.
Good deal. I like that movie. I mean, a lot of people say it was a nothing movie. And yeah, it was pretty much a nothing movie, but it was fun.
Yes,
it was fun. He rode motorcycles, and the most fun part about it is that it was made right up here in People's Valley, which is, from here in Wickenburg, where I live now, it's probably about 25 miles. From where I am now, where I used to live in Congress. Yeah, where I used to live in Congress, it was about 10 miles. So, and that was cool, because at the beginning of the movie, and he was riding a bike down the road, I recognized People's Valley. And that's very kind of exciting to have been through a place enough to recognize it and know that that's where this movie was being made. And it was just, it was boss. I liked it. That was awesome. And it just makes you pay more attention to the movie when you recognize the scenery and things around it. So I just thought I'd pass that along. It doesn't mean anything to anybody, but hey, I was excited about that.
I'm glad you told us, Jenny.
That was cool. I thought it was cool. I thought it was totally awesome. So anyway, from that movie, I'm loosely using my words here. Anyway, this is a song called I'm a Roustabout. So,
kind of feel like I wanna fight, but it's still there. I can't get mad, 'cause I'm a roustabout. Orders all day and half the night from the boss. That guy doesn't wanna see 1 minute lost. Stack it up in the rib. Better still, bring it here. Wanna take it out. Stick it in his ear, but it's too bad. I can't get mad, 'cause I'm a roustabout. A handyman is all
Motorcycle coming down the highway, of course, and it got wrecked and all that junk. And then, of course, he gets a job while they fix his bike. And then he's walking around seeing them put up all of this stuff, and he has to help them do this. And he's going, huh? But, hey, you know, he picks it up real quick. He do. He picks it up real quick. But I don't know. I enjoyed that movie. I don't care if anybody else enjoyed it or not, if anybody else thinks it was good or not. I enjoyed that movie. So there you go. That movie also, if I'm calling correctly, had the song Little Egypt in it. But I won't be playing that since it's not a seldom heard song. And if you know that song, you know why it's not seldom heard. People like listening to that song. So, anyway, we're going to go on to one that he did very early, and it's a tearjerker, kids. It's a tearjerker, but I love the sentiment of it. I love the sentiment of it. It's kind of like, you know, I've lost you, and I could start my life without you, and I could go on and get somebody else, but it wouldn't be the same without you. Here you go.
I could wander the byway the way you wanted to, but it wouldn't be the same without you. Those familiar old places would just make me blue, 'cause it wouldn't be the same without you. I wasted my love on a careless romance, but I'd do it again if I had the chance. I could start my life over with somebody new, but it wouldn't be the same without you. Well, I wasted my life on a careless romance, but I'd do it again if I had the chance. I could start my life over with somebody new, but it wouldn't be the same without you.
Awesome, awesome. And that was a demo. That was a demo he did in 1954.
Oh, he was on the
bike. That's going back. I don't even remember anything from 1954, and I'm talking nothing.
Yeah.
So, but I love hearing his early voice like that. Mm. And then you go into the later stuff, and you can hear how his voice matured and got richer and fuller.
And stronger.
And it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. Yeah. Oh, yes. And since it's right here, I'm just going to go ahead with this one. This is from later, but it's so cool. This is one, it's Jambalaya.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Creole song, Jambalaya. And then at the end he does Miss the Train and Tiger Man. Now, in between those two, he gives a security guard. What for? He lowers the boom. So, listen for it. I just laughed. It was so good. I love it when he did things like that. It's so great. So, here you go.
Well, jambalaya and crawfish pie, pretty jumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow meal. Take guitar, take a cigar, and the gale. Gale, cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow meal. Yeah, jambalaya and crawfish pie, pretty jumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow meal. Take a cigar, take a cigar, and the gale. Don't be so rough on the people when they come down here. They just come down and get starved. Don't treat them like they're going to jail. God damn it. Mr. Train.
Got my baby and gone. Go. Train, coming on, round the bend. Train, coming on, round the bend. Well, it's taking my baby, and it ain't gonna do it again. Play it.
When he told the security guard to back off.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful. I loved it. That was beautiful. You know, because he was all about his fans when he was doing those shows.
Yeah.
He wanted them to have a good time. He wanted them to feel like they were part of it. And the scarf business was a treasured thing. And that ding dang security guard was interfering.
He was, yeah.
It's like, back off, turkey.
Yeah. Good on you, Elvis.
I love the way he stuck up for people. It was wonderful. It was totally wonderful. So, and right about now he's why not? Okay, on to the next. I mean, you know, kids, I got so many of them. So please forgive me if I don't chitty chatty all over the place. I've done a lot of talking, and I want to play more music. So this is another one that's. I hope you guys have your Kleenexes next to you.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of them that he. Yeah, he. It was sad time. I think I don't know, but he was so good at those songs. You know, he was good at everything. It didn't matter, but. He
That's
did
right.
a lot of tearjerkers. He did, and we don't seem to play those very much. So,
this one is
we're going to hear more of them, kids, because we are going to. John and I have talked, and we're going to play them all. Eventually, we're going to play them all, and then I'm going to start over. So, hey, we're going to stick them in there all the time. We're going to make them more often heard because they're such good songs. They're just as good as the ones we hear all the time already. So we're going to. Put these in the mix. You know, it's like a fruitcake at Christmas, except it tastes better.
Yes.
All right. Okay, this one is called It's Easy for You. Yes. you. But you know, at the same time, it held out hope. He kept hope in his heart. The person singing this song, not Elvis, but the personality that was saying the sentiments of this song, kept hope in his heart. And he says, just call me. I'm going to be here, baby. Just call me. That's hope. That is hope. You got to give the guy points for that, you know. And that song was by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes, I didn't know that. Wow.
He was good. He was good.
Yes.
You know, he writes songs like that that really touch your heart. You know, he was good. And we got quite a few of those. I'm scrolling down here looking for a particular one. Oh, well, there's one that Brandon requested, but that's not the one I want to play right now. I can play that one afterwards. All right, what I am looking for, here it is this song lines out all the treasure, the real treasures of a man's life. And it doesn't matter if you've got money, you don't have money, if you're good looking or if you're homely, if you're a farmer or if you're a businessman, it doesn't make any difference. Because it's the same for every man. It's the same treasures. This is called Poor Man's Gold.
Looking down at my brand new baby, holding on to daddy's thumb just as tightly as he can hold, and is hearing people say he looks a lot like his daddy. Of a gray-haired old man we call Grandpa, telling tales to the kids that get taller each time they're told, and it's knowing that for a while no one is lonely. Are a poor man's gold.
Yeah. Did you catch those things?
I did. It's beautiful.
Watching your baby sleep, listening to the breathing of your woman. You know, and us girls can just turn that around. Listen to the breathing of the man you love. That is gold. That is gold. It has nothing to do with money or a big house or a fancy car or a motorcycle. It has nothing to do with anything. The real gold comes from what God gives you to hold in your heart. Sunday snuck in there a little bit, I think. Anyway, that's okay. We don't mind. Oh, my word. Okay. I'm going to play. I was just there. Why did I do that? I was just there. Oh, I know, because it's not there. It's some. See, now I'm talking to myself, too. Please don't call the little man with the white coat. That's just
that's
really
fine.
Too
just
sad.
Don't answer yourself back.
I don't leave for long. I come right back. Yeah. Okay. Well, I find the other one of Brandon's. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it. It'll only take a second. I know you guys are very, very patient, and I really, really am thankful for that. And I've just found it. This is one of Brandon's requests, and it is an Elvis song.
Oh.
Hey, who would have figured, right?
Mm.
This one is called My Heart Cries for You. So there you go again, kids. Get the Kleenexes.
I'll be there too. We'll have a true start anew. Because my love is endless.
Official recording. But I love them, and I really liked that Brandon requested that. That was kind of cool. So I'm going to make sure and play that, even though he's not listening right now. But he can listen to it later, and that's fine. That's fine. Not a
Thank
problem.
You, Brandon.
Okay, we're going to get away from the melancholy, slow, sad stuff, at least for one song, maybe more, because I do have some requests to cover. But for right now, y'all know that Elvis recorded Johnny Be Good, which was hello Jenny blank blank. Anyway, I see the little dude's face, and the name's just escaping.
I thought you called little dude.
Please, Lord, please. No, he wasn't called Little Doom. But he was, well, he wasn't short. He was just skinny. He was skinny. The black dude that did Johnny Be Good. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know who I
do. I
mean? Yeah.
I've got
anyway.
Block on.
Yeah, you know, no, he would not be happy. He would not be happy with us. He would not be happy with us. But anyway, there was another one he did that I never knew he did, and this was early on. Very early on. Very early on. And it was it was totally awesome. It was by Elvis Presley and the Blue Moon Boys. There you go, kids. Maybelline.
Get with it.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. There was a motivating over the hill. I saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road. Nothing I run my V8 Cadillac doing about 95. And it was bumper to bumper rolling side by side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac moved to 104. My phone got hot, wouldn't do no more. It got cloudy and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. Hit it! Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. The motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac settled like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looked like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. You know, I started back doing the things you used to do.
Friends, we're too pooped to pop.
I love that. Too pooped to pop. You know, sometimes you just gotta let them roll.
Oh, dear. That was good.
You know, I always say they don't play enough of his early stuff and show beautiful stage appearances.
That's
and also,
what this is all about.
Well, I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean on the radio. On the radios. And also, they don't play enough of his beautiful love songs. You know, you get all these programs come up on the TV and that, and they count down on beautiful love songs. There's never one in there. I'm so angry.
Exactly.
Because
it's
beautiful.
It's because what they play is the stuff that got the most airplay in its day, that was the most popular, that people listened to all the time. That's why now we are bringing forth seldom heard Elvis music. And that's
I know
the
you.
Stuff that
oh,
didn't
yeah.
get the airplay. And that's why we want to play it, because exactly for what you said, nobody knows it, nobody has heard it, and it deserves to have that airplay. So, you know, this is just my little corner of the world, but you know what? Mm. I can change my little corner of the world, and John's going to help me change that. So maybe it'll grow from here. Everybody tell everybody. Everybody tell everybody. There's other music out there that's just as good. It's just not as popular because it hasn't gotten as much play. So we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
We are going to work on that. And for those of you who are wondering, Elvis Presley and the Blue Moon Boys, I love that. Blue Moon, I love that.
So do I.
Did that in 1954. So, you know, here again, I'm playing things that I haven't heard before. And I've told you guys before that the first Elvis song I learned or actually ever paid any attention to or ever heard was Return to Sender. And I was 13 years old. So 1954 was a bit before
Mine
that.
Mine was Love
about
Me.
13 years. Is about 13 years before that. So,
yeah. Love Me an Old Chip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Haven't seen that one yet. Maybe John can work on that. But okay, we're going to play some other ones that I had requests for, and one of those is actually John Cougar Mellencamp. And this is one that Jim requested, and it's called Little Pink Houses.
Ooh.
Just a break.
Pays the bills that kill. All the
ain't that America?
For you and
there you have it. John Cougar Mellencamp with Little Pink Houses. And that was a big hit for him. And that came out in October of 1983, for those of you who were wondering. I remember when that came out. Yes, we owned a record store at that time. Anyway, back to Elvis. Yes.
Always. Please.
Back to Elvis, yes. This is actually a duet with Elvis and Patti Page. And, hey, kids, this is something you want to be face-to-face with somebody with, and you put your hands on the sides of his face or on his chest, and then you tell him this. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Have been broken just because these words were spoken.
I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die.
So be sure it's true when you say love you. It's a sin to tell the lie. Be sure it's true when I tell you I love you. Cause, well, you got some of us know it's a sin, baby. A bloody lie. You know, a whole lot of folks' hearts already been broken. Just over a whole lot of foolish words have been spoken. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. If you break my heart,
I'll die.
So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell.
Yeah, I love that song. It's just, that's something you want to tell somebody. It's like, you know, tell me you love me when you mean it, when you feel it. And I'll do the same.
Yep.
You want to make sure. Yes, you want to make sure if you say, well, I love you, that you mean that. Because it does cause pain. If you don't mean it, you know what I'm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
I do.
There you go. I was looking for a song that I can't find, and that's all right because, it's not like I don't have any to play. And that's okay too, because I can always retrieve it and get it later. That's not a problem. I know how to do that. I have the technology. Yes.
You can rebuild.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There you go. Move it 2 feet that way. Okay, go. So instead, we'll play this good one. It's called Let's Be Friends.
When you feel left out of the game, little one. But if you take this helping hand that I lend, then we can smile together. Let's be friends. The world you see may seem to be a mystery to you. The night may be dark, but hope very hard, and dreams can come true. You live in silence, but for once let's pretend we're talking here together. Let's be friends. You're not alone. I've always known that we'd get along. And someone I know says life is good and he can't be wrong. There's fun and laughter just waiting round the bend. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends.
Awesome. And you know, sometimes when it starts as friends, it goes from there. Because that's a good place to start, is as friends.
It can blossom.
That's a good place to start. Then you can be much more accepting and tolerant of the other person. And when your heart grows into something else, it's that much more special. So don't turn down being friends, kids. Don't turn down being friends. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. All right, now, I love this next song. It's something that we all want to hear. But nobody ever thinks of saying it, you know? But I like it. I like it. So here, "You're the Reason I'm Living."
Give me a seat. Give me a seat.
You're the reason I'm living. Things that I do.
go. I love that song. I do love that song. And we're going to go from there on to something a bit different. This is not an actual real song. It's, improvising. But it's not even improvising because nobody else is there. He's there by himself after the whole rehearsal and everything is done. And he's playing the piano. So it's really kind of special. Listen to it, because he's just sitting there by himself. One of the guys is back there packing up some of the instruments, probably the drum set or something. I don't really know. I couldn't see. But I was just sitting there at the piano wearing my favorite shirt, of course, and just playing the piano. And they call this melancholy piano. I don't feel it as being melancholy. I feel it as playing to relax after all the upbeat, uptight stuff of rehearsal. So have a go, guys.
Well, see you guys tomorrow.
So long, Elvis.
Whenever.
There you go. When he was done, he was done. That was it. The other guy packed
up. Beautiful.
Yes. Wasn't that sweet? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that as melancholy.
No.
I don't know where they got that from. I didn't see it as melancholy. I saw it as just playing to relax.
Take you home again, Catherine, isn't it?
Yes. Cool. Yes. Mm. Yeah, that's what he was playing. I don't know. I liked that. I thought it was really cool. Okay, I'm going to take care of another request from Jim. And it's Creedence Clearwater Revival. So this is quite a departure from what we've been hearing, but that's okay. We need a break, and then we can get back in it. It's kind of like clearing your palate at a wine tasting. Yeah. You know, in between you eat the cheese or you take a swig of water, and you clear your palate off and get ready for the next wine so that everything's clear and you can – I know how it works. I've never done it, but I know how it works. I used to have to explain that. But anyway, so this is your palate-clearing piece of cheese, okay? Creedence Clearwater Revival. Hey, Jim, I know you're not listening, but you're out doing your own thing, and that's cool. You can hear it later. This is Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Creedence Clearwater Revival was always called a Southern rock band. I'm not quite sure how that works.
No.
But that's okay. I don't need to know. I don't need to know how that works. I just need to know that's what it is, and we'll just take it from there. You know what I mean? I have now... Yeah, there it is. Goodness, I was hoping I hadn't forgotten to load it up. I have Brandon's last request.
Oh,
and it is another Elvis song.
Great. Lovely.
So we're good with this. We're good with this.
We are.
This is a home recording. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how I feel about those. They're my favorites. The home recordings and the rehearsals. Oh, wow. Just awesome. But this is a home recording of Soldier Boy.
Oh, I like that one. Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
There you go. And you just heard what happens when the sound that is being recorded is too loud for the machine to handle. So nothing I can do about that, guys, but there you go. That was the home recording of Soldier Boy. So enjoy it. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Totally cool.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes. All right, and I'm right down in this area, so let's see if I can find. There it is, right there. Here's one from 1959.
Okay.
And I've got it labeled as being a home recording as well. Since I love those, why not, right? And John sent them, so hey, it's his fault. I always have somewhere to go with this, you know, so this is okay. It's called Send Me Some Lovin'. Have you ever heard that, Daddy? I like that. That's just awesome. He was at home doing his thing, you know, trying to, well, you know, what else is there to do sometimes? Get right in there. And yes, yeah, the piano was too loud, but I don't have a mixer, so I couldn't do anything about it. You couldn't hear the words to the song. But you know what? It was still a home recording, and we heard it. In the small breaks when the piano was quiet, we heard a couple of words, you know, and then at the end, he was asking his daddy if he'd ever heard that. So, you know, that was, you know, we deal with it. We deal with it. You kind of, you got to give some in order to be able to take some. So that's all right. We'll do that. We'll, here is a song that we're going to be able to hear and understand.
Yeah.
And, and I've always thought, I have heard this song maybe twice before, maybe three times before, and every time I think, maybe the millionth, baby, but not the last, we'll get to a million and then start counting over. Yeah, then it's going to take a few days. That's what runs through my brain. It's like, last time? Never. Anyway, for the millionth and the last time.
For the millionth and the last time, darling, let me hold you tight. One more kiss and then I promise I will say my last goodnight. Though your lips are so inviting and I know I'll want to stay, give me one more kiss to dream on and I'll be on my way. It seems a million or so kisses ago we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the million and the last star slowly disappears from sight, for the million and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. It seems a million or so kisses ago we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the million and the last star slowly disappears from sight, for the million and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight.
And you know what else I thought? And this went through my head this time when I was listening to it. It's the last time. It's the last time he can kiss her goodnight, because then it's going to be morning and he'll have to kiss her good morning.
True.
Love it. Love it. You know, and time just keeps going round and round, and that's how it works. So there you go. Hey, kids, I've got 5 minutes left.
Oh.
So I want to say thank you, everybody, for being here with me. And thank you, John, for sending all the beautiful music. And what I've got left is going to be able to play next week. Not a problem. And tomorrow is the All Elvis Seldom Heard Gospel music. So you got to join me tomorrow. You're going to be really sad if you don't, because you're going to miss some good stuff. And if it doesn't fill up the time tomorrow, I'll be playing some regular gospel music. That's just how it kind of works. We're going to try and get, I think we have enough to make it an all Elvis gospel. But you know, we're going to go for it and do the best we can, right? Besides, I talk a lot, so it's okay. So, you know, this is just something that I really, really love to do. And I hope you guys have just as good a time listening to it as I do bringing it to you, because it's I think it's important to bring all of these songs out to where everybody can hear them, because they haven't been heard enough. You know what I mean? So this is what we're going to do then. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Susan, for bopping back and forth again.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
And
I've enjoyed
thank
it.
You. Oh, good. And thank you all the family and friends that have listened and all of this. And, thank you, everybody that's in the chat rooms, just chattering away, because that makes it fun as well. And when you're chattering about the music, then I know you're listening to it and appreciating it, and I really like that. And thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for being with me. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll come back tomorrow for the gospel show, because it's going to be bang-up special and just so beautiful. I've heard the songs. So if you don't come listen, you're going to be missing something special. So come on in. And to sing us out today, Elvis singing Sweet Angeline.
Angeline, I loved you much more than poets say in rhyme. Just for one short time, sweet Angeline, remember, though we've not seen the summer through, I'll live only for you. I'm only human, and I realize it's no use trying to disguise my love for you. Angeline has ended, so let's be thankful now, not sad, for the little love we've had. Sweet Angeline, the summer through, I lived only for you. I'm only human, and I realize it's no use trying to disguise my love for you. Angeline has ended, so let's be thankful now, not sad, for the little